Memorial Day weekend. And if you're traveling by car, many are, drive safe. Be careful. Nothing on the roads right now to warn you about. If you are choosing to fly, may the good Lord bless you. And avoid Newark.
I was going to say that. Memorial Day
weekend. Indeed. Let's check out what is going on this whole.
It's the weekend update.
And what is a weekend worthy for you? Well, school is either wrapped up or is wrapping up. And a lot of graduations going on today, tomorrow. And if you're... your last name of your family is anywhere pretty much S or T and later.
Yeah.
God bless you guys, man. Y'all going to be there a long time.
Yeah, you're really in for a big time commitment. I was thinking about when you did that Kermit the Frog story. Normally these speeches are like 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, what else did he talk about?
So here I am.
Being green.
Well, it's tough. Mm-hmm. And a lot of challenges that you have to face. And then, of course, losing their recent Sesame Street and Muppet funding. You know,
you got to get a side hustle.
He got a little political, Kermit did, right there. Why do you think they booed him from the balcony, those two old guys? Hey, this weekend, it is obviously for Memorial Day weekend. Hank FM all over the place. You start the proceedings by stampeding in Hood County today.
Oh, heck yeah, I do. So this is a big deal down in Granbury because the Hood County Stampede, for the first time, it's not just one night, KB. We're kicking it off two nights. And that's Bears, Bronx, and Bulls. Now, I did double-check the spelling after you were talking. We are not going to be rodeoing with Bears.
Well,
it's B-A-R-E-S, like bareback. But, I mean, that does lend a certain something. I think that would qualify like a third night, and we don't have that yet. Tomorrow, Rockin' the Riggin'. You can bring your coolers for $20, and the proceeds this year will go to Be an Angel, so that's exciting.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So you'll be out there, Hood County Stampede with Hank FM. 7 o'clock start time tonight. Then we'll scoot on Sunday, and I'll meet you up there in the Stockyards, our home away from home, 11 to 1. And we will, it's John Wayne Day down there in the Stockyards, so we're going to have all the great Memorial Day weekend fun. And then you get it going also. Are there bears at the R. Watson Boot Fest?
No. It is Burleson on 5220 East FM 1187. Now, this is pretty much anything you want. Do you want music?
I want bears.
Do you want? No, there's going to be bears, but there's going to be food and shopping, and it is a monster event. Now, you know wherever I go, a car show is bound to break out. And so we're going to do that. That starts at noon. Winner awarded at 4 p.m., 9:50 p.m., McBride and the Ride Takeover, Randy Brown, Aaron Copeland, amazing. And, of course, tons of Hank prizes as well.
Somebody in Johnson County has a bear.
You to bring 100.
Get the details, 92.1HankFM.com. Elsewhere, it will be game two tonight. They are 1-0 in the series. Your Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Finals up 1-0 on Edmonton. And then they'll, after this one, play on Sunday and switch the series over there to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So go Stars. I know you've caught Stars fever.
Oh, I know you have.
I know you have. And if you haven't, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend down the street there at Colonial, it will be the Charles Schwab Classic.
Are we talking our golf voices?
This is golfing. This is golf right there.
I know. They do wear very cute outfits.
Number one player in the world, Scottie Scheffler, will be teeing off around noon today. Had a good opening round. And yeah, I could have done that job.
Yeah,
that's going on. Colonial. It's a blast. The Clyburn has its finale going on this weekend. So the Van Cliburn competition.
Oh, okay.
Hockey.
Okay. No. Yeah. said Cliburn. I'm like, oh no. Is there another way to say Cleburne? Because we've already got Clayburn, but now it's Cliburn, and this is totally different.
Well, I understand that they're going to have a piano playing bear. So I'm excited, and I'm pulling for him. Congratulations. Playing a Billy Bob's Creed Fisher tonight, Reckless Kelly tomorrow. Little Bo may be interested in this. It opens up today, and it goes through September over there at the magnificent Gaylord Texan Resort in Grapevine. It is the superhero universe of light DC Comics experience. You can go through Gotham and Metropolis and all the superheroes and supervillains, and then they, you know, just like they do with the ice sculptures and stuff. It's a big deal.
That sounds phenomenal. And he, the superheroes in my, I'm not even kidding you. We just, every holiday, we buy more and more superheroes. I'm not, he probably has 75.
Good.
And he will set them all up. Like the, this morning I came out and they were in a large ring. So we're very protected at my house.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I may go to this as well. What do you have going on this weekend, Heather Lee, other than being with bears and the
we
like?
We have the bears, the Bronx, the all the things, and then the kids. So I'm sure they've got a whole lot of action going on as well. And not only that, we got the pool. And as you said before, at some point we are going to need to mow the lawn.
Yeah, I'm going to have to debate whether that needs to, because next week is just full of rain chances. So I'm going to have to probably tackle that, too.
And both of ours are broken, both of the mowers. So little fix-it action as well.
I think it fixed itself right there. Congratulations.
What about you?
Well, I'm going to borrow one of your broken mowers is what I'm going to do and get out of that.
Dang it, I can't do it.
We got Saturday night's main event, WWE Wrestling, of course, tomorrow night on TV, and Indy 500 on Sunday. So after the Stockyard, it's going to be scooching over there to the parents, and we'll watch it with my dad, and then my girlfriend will be bored for 500 miles. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be great.
That does sound phenomenal.
But it is, of course, Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of observances, and going all over the area. The Mount Olivet Cemetery, Fort Worth, and these are all pretty much on Monday. The National Medal of Honor Museum will have all weekend long. There are flags across their lawn and just a beautiful facility, if you haven't seen that, right by the ballparks and everything. Even Sundance Square is going to have one coming up on Memorial Day Monday night, too. So great weekend to fly the flag and salute and honor the real reason we have a beautiful 3-day weekend.